is time to start off on Annie's newest adventure on that unknown island in the South Pacific. But first, if any of you listening haven't tried those swell cold Ovaltine shakeups yet, I want to tell you right now you're passing up something that's just too good to miss. Yes, sir, boys and girls everywhere are saying those cold, bubbly, chocolatey Ovaltine shakeups really hit the spot and how. Besides, making shakeups is a regular game. You can have loads of fun making one up for your supper tonight. Now, here's all you do. Just take some milk that's good and cold, put in plenty of that swell new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, then some cracked ice, and then shake it up in an Orphan Annie shake-up mug if you have one, or else use an ordinary plain glass mason jar. Shake it up for all you're worth till it's smooth and creamy and cold. And boy, oh boy, wait till you see how the big, sweet, chocolatey bubbles come foaming up on top. Believe me, you'll say it tastes even better than a double chocolate soda any day. And remember, besides making the swellest treat ever, Ovaltine shake-ups are mighty good for you, too. Every single shake-up gives you lots of special things to help make you husky and strong and keep you going with good old Orphan Annie pep right through all your games and fun. So don't miss out on shake-ups another single day. Ask your mother to get you new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine so you can start right in having cold Ovaltine shake-ups regularly with your meals and in between meals, too, every day from now on. But now, all you club members, attention, please. Right after tonight's adventure's over, we're going to broadcast an important secret message in Annie's Mystery Radio Code. So get your pencils ready and keep listening. But now, getting back to Annie. Last time, Zapiti, the native chief, who was greatly impressed by our friend's magic, asked Annie and Joe to be a sort of king and queen of his native tribe. Here it is next day now, and Annie, Joe, Mr. Wilcox, and Pinnacle Bob, leaving the rest behind to protect the camp, are in the native village for the ceremony. Music can be heard all around them. And listen to Annie.
Leaping lizards. I wonder what it's going to feel like to be a queen.
Shucks, you ought to know, Annie. You've been a queen.
Huh?
Lassie's been a queen. What do you mean, Joe?
Over in Clovania, a country in Europe. Gosh, Annie, you're not forgetting that, are you?
I was forgetting it, Joe.
You see, Annie was almost a double for the princess of Clovania. And when the princess was in trouble because a man named Lorik was trying to get rid of her and make himself dictator, Annie took the princess's place. And for a while was just the same as a queen.
Good for you, Annie.
So, shucks, she'll know how to act as a queen. But me, hop toads, how will I ever behave as a king?
I wouldn't let that worry me, lad. Kellett, you'll make just as good a king as a lot of them that used to sit on the thrones of Europe.
Rather. And take a look at your subjects, Joe. Brown and ignorant, with their hair all fuzzed up with grease and standing straight up on their heads.
And with grass skirts wrapped around their middles. Kellett, you won't have any trouble ruling this roost, lad.
But shucks, Annie and I can't even talk their language. And here they're going to make us their king and queen.
Well, don't let that bother you either. It's a mighty good move for us. It's going to cement our friendship with these natives 1,000 times over.
And a good move on Zapiti's part, too. Clever, that chief. He figures that by making Annie and Joe a sort of king and queen, he and his people will get the benefit of all our magic. Oh, it was a good day for us, Annie, when you got the idea of bringing water from the hills down into the village here.
Shucks, yes. Just look at that ring of natives standing around that stone tank we built over there in the square.
Still got wonder in their eyes after all these weeks.
They still can't figure out how we can make water come out of the end of a stick of bamboo.
They surely can.
Just the same, they're not so dumb in some ways.
I'll say they're not. Just look at those fellas over there forming with their spears and arrows. Shucks, some of those spear points made out of stone are just as sharp and polished as steel.
And those big shields they've got, made out of dried goat's hide, Kelly. I was looking at one, tested it. It's as strong and sturdy, don't suppose you could smash it with an axe without two or three whacks at it.
Yes, they're smart enough in ways and methods that have been handed down to them. I imagine they've been making spears and arrows and shields on this island, exactly like those we see over there now, for hundreds of years.
Leaping lizards. Talking about spears and arrows, Bud. How about that army we were talking about raising?
Army?
Yeah. Bud had an idea, Bob, that we might be able to start a little army here.
To fight against Captain Steele and the savages if they ever made another raid on us.
Shiver my timbers, sir. That is an idea. Wouldn't we hand old Steele the surprise of his life if he came over here again and we had an army waiting to deal with him?
I'll say we would.
Well, what do you call it, the chances, sir?
I don't know, Bob. There's always the question of whether we can trust those natives with our guns.
That's right.
And besides, Annie's idea of building a transmitting wireless set got me sidetracked. But the army idea may be worth a try. Once the PD has made Annie and Joe queen and king, he can hardly refuse to grant them some natives as a sort of bodyguard. We may find them trustworthy enough to...
Say, here comes the PD now.
Gosh, he is. And he's got on his feather cloak again.
Must be ready for the ceremony, Kelly.
Phew.
Now, don't you get nervous, lad. Just keep your head up and your chin high.
Anna! Anna Waziri!
Anna Zapiti!
Waziri Kuma Pundapunga Setai!
Wait, Zapiti! Chief forget Waziri no speak his tongue.
Oh, Anna, Anna! Waziri ready? White boy and girl Waziri ready? To be Kumba? West I, king and queen of people of Zapiti?
Gosh. Ada Zapiti, Waziri ready. And proud they feel of honor Zapiti noble chief do them.
Zapiti also proud to honor Waziri. You come now.
Ada, come on, folks.
Gosh, I don't feel scared exactly, but I got an awful funny feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Just take it easy, Joe. Remember, you're soon to be a Kumba, a king.
Boy, and won't that be something to tell the kids back home, if we ever get home? King Corntassel the First.
Give them a timbers, that's quite a fire they've got built ahead there.
Right you are, Bob. That seems to be the spot Zapiti's taking us for the ceremony. Look, practically the whole village is lined up in a circle around it.
Maybe they're going to do some more of that walking on hot stones in their bare feet, like they did the first time we were here in the village.
Just maybe, but it doesn't smell like any hot stones to me.
Hey, there is a smell in the air, lad.
You're telling me. Shucks, I noticed it about 15 minutes ago. It's the smell of cooking.
Trust you to notice that, Joe.
Well, shucks, I can't help being hungry and noticing cooking smells, even if I am going to be a cook. But can I?
There is something hanging over that fire ahead there. Hanging across it on spits.
Yeah. And unless my nose is awful wrong, it's pig.
Shiver my timbers, pig.
Say, that's just what it is. We're close enough to see now. Three big pigs roasting over that fire.
Sunprint sunfish. And we didn't know there were any pigs on the island.
The tribe must have some somewhere. Or perhaps they live wild in the more remote parts. Anyhow, that is roast pig there.
And boy, does it smell good. Say, this business of being a Kumba is going to be all right after all.
Yes, it's pig.
I see it is. All South Sea natives are wild over roast pig. Cook it from the Fijis to Samoa, they do.
Well, I won't mind a piece of it myself.
Shh, we're in the circle now.
Restai, restai, zoom, zoom, restai.
Gosh, they knocked that off quick.
Shh. Restai. Unusum restai punta! Punta tara buna forma zuma bunga. Buna zunga forma punta. Punta tara buna kumba. Kumba questai. Zapiti bunga ruma sestai tuma. Kumba questai. Ada?
Kelly, he's asking him, his people, about this move.
Right you are, and they seem willing.
Restai! Punishum restai punta! Rumba pestai sunta sunta! Waziri?
Ada Zapiti?
Zapiti ask his people. They favor Kumba questai of white Waziri. You now become queen, king of tribe of Zapiti.
Gosh.
Punta kuma sotai, sotai kuma.
Leaping lizards, those men are bringing up feather cloaks.
Yeah, shiver my timber, just like the chief's, only smaller.
Sotai bunga, Waziri.
Ada Zapiti.
Ada. With cloak of feather, Sotai made you, white Waziri girl. Questai, with cloak of feather, Sotai made you, white Waziri boy. Kumba, Ada Questai, Kumba, Punta Sapini,
Puntatara Forma Zuma Zunga!
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 Looks like you two was a mighty popular king and queen.
I should say so. The populace seems to like you all right. And by rights, you should make a speech. But not knowing the tongue, I
should... Rumba for Kotai! For Kotai Rumba Zoom! Zoom Rumba!
Big lizards, they're all going into a dance.
And Zapiti's leading them.
Stump my mainmast. Didn't have an idea the chief could step around like that.
Look at that cloak of feathers he's wearing fly out behind him.
Boy, these are some cloaks, all right. The feathers feel just as soft as down, don't they, Annie?
Yeah, but I haven't been noticing the feathers so much, Joe.
Well, what do you mean?
Haven't you noticed how these cloaks clasp in front? They've got something fastened to the feathers here that... Well, look, Bud.
Great Scott! I've seen the natives wearing these stones, but I never got close enough before to... Bob, have a look here.
Aye, sir.
Is this stone that's a clasp on this feather cloak a diamond? If it is, and if all the bright stones these natives are wearing are diamonds, why then we can be rich beyond all ways of measuring riches.
Say, did you hear that? Diamonds. Is it possible that all the bright stones the natives are wearing and those stones that are sparkling on Annie's and Joe's feather cloaks are genuine diamonds? And now, all you club members of Annie's 1938 Secret Society, attention, please, for an important secret message in Annie's mystery radio code. Got your pencils ready to take it down? First, here's the special code key. It's number 12. Did you get that? Number 12 is the special code key for tonight's secret message. And now, for the message itself. First word. 2, 9, 19, 14, 9, 17, 9, 12, 19. Second word. 14, 4, 12. Third word. 5, 13, 14. Fourth word. 14, 7, 8, 22, 4. And now the fifth and last word. 4, 9, 6, 22, 5. That's all, and you've just heard another important secret message in Annie's mystery radio code. So all you club members, just set your telematic decoders for the number 12 code, the way I told you. And it will figure the whole thing out for you automatically, quick as a flash. And say, if you haven't joined Annie's Secret Society, I want to remind you, you can still join without sending in a penny. All you do is print your name and address plainly on a piece of paper. Then, just send it in, together with all of the special gold-colored seal that you can find only underneath the lid of a can of new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine. Mail it to Little Orphan Annie, Chicago, Illinois. So ask your mother to get you new chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, either the large or small-size can, right away. And then, you can send in for your membership this very night. And Annie will send you her wonderful new telematic decoder pin and secret club book just as fast as she can. And be here right in the dot tomorrow when Annie and Joe will try to find out if those beautiful sparkling stones on their cloaks really are genuine diamonds. So, we'll see you tomorrow, and until then, goodbye.